Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools officials are putting a lot of effort into trying to make all classrooms equitable, meaning not just giving students the same resources, but ones that fit their particular needs. Today, more than 150 teachers gathered at the Gantt Center for African American Arts and Culture to attend a two-way workshop on equity and how they use the arts to better meet the needs of students of all cultures. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The packed room at the Gantt Museum was filled with a diverse group of teachers who said they were excited to learn more about using the arts and other methods to make their classrooms more equitable. Carla Lopez is a teacher at Whitewater Middle School in Northwest Charlotte.
The more I teach, I'm in my fourth year of teaching, the more I'm interested in creating an equitable classroom. We have to eventually recognize the public school system becoming more hyper-segregated. We have to address the different levels of diversity within our classroom and take on that responsibility as an educator to see how we can truly even the playing field.
The Gantt Teaching Institute has been in the making for 5 years, according to museum CEO David Taylor. Joined by CMS Superintendent Clayton Wilcox, they explained the concept behind the project. First, Taylor.
How can we help our teachers build equitable classrooms, and how can we be a resource to them? Our Gantt Teacher Institute will engage our exhibitions and our artists around these powerful conversations around equity, unconscious biases, and injustices across our community.
We're going to look at how the world of art can influence some of the conversations that we must have today. We've got to talk about institutional racism. We have to talk about privilege. We have to talk about implicit bias. But we have to do that through a lens of equity, fairness, and a lens of social responsibility.
All right, so I'd like to hear some of what you discussed at your table.
Dana Simmons is the assistant director of the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, and she teaches at Teachers College, Columbia University. She's from the Bronx, but for a time attended a predominantly white boarding school in Connecticut, where she didn't think she was accepted by her peers and teachers.
A teacher once instructed me in the hallway, "Dina, it's not axing like you're running around with an axe. Come on, that's silly." You can imagine the snickers of my classmates. But she continued, "Ass and king," and then put the two together, "ass king." There were other moments that reminded me that I did not belong.
Simmons says she told stories like this to let teachers know how some of their students may be feeling. Students of color make up about 70% of CMS's enrollment, but only about a third of the teachers are of color. Simmons encouraged them to get to know their students and their families, to discuss issues of race, culture, and privilege, and to look at how they treat students who don't look like them in terms of expectations, opportunities, instruction, and also punishment, so they can feel good about themselves and want to learn.
There is emotional damage done when young people can't be themselves, when they are forced to edit who they are in order to be acceptable. But if you don't have me in your space, you gotta take it all. You gotta take my stories, my trauma, the agitation I'm about. So you gotta welcome our folks, not just include them, to foster equity.
The teachers listened intently and were given various topics to discuss in groups at times. They also let the facilitators know that the messages were getting through.
Hi, I'm Betty Garcia, and I teach Spanish at Randolph Middle School.
Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. A few of us discussed here not to wait until we hear the story, but as educators to see those children that might have a difficult story and reach out to them before we hear it so that we can help them deal with what they're going through.
Yeah, so they're taking a proactive approach. Wonderful. Thank
you. The teachers will also spend time exploring the various exhibits at the Gantt. They will talk with the curators, artists, and education experts about the racial, economic, housing, and other issues represented in the artwork. They will be given tools to use in translating what they experience into the classroom to be shared with other teachers at their schools. Javon Super, a counselor at West Charlotte High, says the sessions are on point.
It's great to have people of color and people who are Caucasian in the building to understand the differences that we have in our classrooms, and it's becoming more black and brown. So these practices that we're learning now will eventually help us in the process.
Creating learning spaces where all students are heard and have access to the resources they need is what Superintendent Wilcox says equity is about. He says the Gantt workshops are
perfectly timed, because one of the things that we're talking about is kind of moving from a Eurocentrically dominated curriculum, and so we're actually rebirthing all of our curriculum right now. And this means that teachers will have another set of tools to use. We've also launched a more widespread teaching of African American studies and Latino studies. We hope that some of our teachers will use this training right now to make those classes even stronger.
Wilcox says equity is a top priority for him, and he plans to continue working with Gantt officials in professional development for teachers. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.